When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Core. Yeah, that's right. Short intro. It's Core. We have to have a talk. This will be good. So, hey, everybody, welcome back. It is us, me, John, Bo, hanging around the fire here. And we have a lot to talk about. So during the last couple of weeks, we had no show. I don't know if you noticed. No show last week or the week before. You guys noticed, right? You were here with me not doing it. Remember?
Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed a week.
Yeah, we did 2 weeks we missed. We had 2 weeks that
we
missed.
It was 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
One of them involved a baby, though.
Yeah, one of them I was stuck at a... In fact, I was at the hospital still now waiting to get in a room and look at this little baby.
Did we miss 2 weeks back to back?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Both sense of time.
Time flies by so fast.
I know. Well, it seems worse every day, honestly. Time
yeah,
is...
Yeah, January 24th, we did Very Toasty and Glad Man.
Yeah. we don't know where we get half our titles from, but we didn't do a show then, and that was for reasons. And then last week we put our heads together and says, what are we doing? And we said we probably should have a meeting. And we had a meeting because, and I want to be as transparent with everybody as possible, we had a meeting with the three of us because, like you, we are also concerned about the state of Heroes of the Storm. And as a result of the announcement to push the game into more of a maintenance mode, which is essentially what they did, move people around, recent events like Kevin Johnson being moved from the team to something else in Blizzard, he being one of the more forward-facing sort of publicly available dudes in the community.
The guy whose announcer is in the game.
Yeah, the announcer in the game is no longer on the team.
Jeff Kaplan's not even in Overwatch.
No. No, but I think there's some reference to him in some map I saw, some kind of Jeff reference or something. I can't remember what I saw. Or maybe it was Morheim. There's something floating around in that new map that's on the PTR. But anyway, doesn't matter. There's been changes. And as you know, as the entire community and the Heroes community knows, it's been a little tenuous. Nobody was quite sure what to think after the initial announcement of ending HTC and consolidating what Heroes is a little bit. There was follow-up on that that gave us a little bit of hope in terms of, okay, there's still a team there, they're still excited or whatever. We even got a new hero in that time, although that hero had planned to come out regardless. So now where we are is a couple months in, 2-3 months in, and we're like looking at the big picture going, all right, where are we at now? And that's what our meeting was about. Our meeting was about, where is the game? Where do we think Blizzard's heads are at? Where are our heads? What do we want to do? We've talked on the show before especially in the shadow of BlizzCon, or after the announcement of HEC, I guess, being dropped, we talked at length about how much the three of us really enjoy this show and fully intend to keep it going, whatever that means. And so we were kind of, come hell or high water or come destruction of heroes, we were going to stick around and make it work no matter what. Because we like working together, it turns out. It's a lot of fun for us. What we had hoped was that, well, I don't know how we thought this might happen. I mean, I had my own ideas in the beginning, but I thought we would see more stuff out of the team, out of Blizzard, out of the Heroes community in general than we've gotten up till now. And by that, I mean week-to-week chewable content that we can make a show around in a meaningful way. What we have gotten is some cool stuff, like these small little leagues popping up and the competitive play continuing at a grassroots level, and even this week, some collegiate level stuff being announced, which is all rad and cool, and I think good for this game, this only MOBA I care about. But I think it became clearer and clearer to us as time has gone on since the first of the year, or since the end of basically the end of BlizzCon, the end of last year, increasingly clear to each of us, and probably the listenership and other shows like ours, have to be wrestling with this idea that it's not what it was. It's not going to be what it was. If it is, that'll be a great surprise down the road. But the amount of content there is happening within the game makes it harder for us to build a show around it on a weekly basis. So one of the options was, hey, we'll just show once a month and sum it all up. That's lame and boring because we really like hanging out and doing things with each other. And one of those things we really like doing is podcasting and then playing video games together, which we fully intend to do. So having had that meeting and having evaluated all of the feedback we've been getting, replies on Twitter, emails that we get, general feedback from the community, we sat down and talked about what we think the future of Core might be, could be, and maybe will be. And let's talk about where that puts us. So we decided to launch what Bo has dubbed the Core Beta. He called it that because it's a great idea. I like it. The Core Beta. Core has lots of meanings. In Heroes of the Storm, it was very specific. It's like the core. You know, that's in the game. It's a thing you attack, and when it blows up, you won. Or you lost if it was your core. Ah, bummer. Unless you're talking about the guys on the Alterac Valley map, because those are dudes. Those aren't cores. But we can't call the show dudes.
Core dudes.
Core dudes, exactly. What we can do, though, is take our cool name and apply it to us and who we are. And who are we? We are core gamers without digging up its stereotype. What I mean by that is we like PC gaming a lot. Heroes of the Storm is in there, but a lot of other stuff is as well. And we like playing on PCs. We like everything from AAA titles to weird indie games. Like, we love it all. I think that's the core of who we are as game lovers and content creators. And calling it the Core Beta, I think, is a good idea. We're going to try some new things, okay? It's going to be a bit of a process, because basically what we're thinking about doing is moving away from a 100% focus on Heroes and moving around a little bit within the gaming space, not necessarily to one other game. We're not about to jump ship and go, all right, we're now the Dota 2 show. Welcome to the Dota 2 Core show, everybody. We're not doing that. We're not going to League of Legends. We're not doing any kind of MOBA switch. As far as I'm concerned, when we play MOBAs, it's Heroes of the Storm, because that's our game. That's what we like to play. That's where we're invested. And I continue to believe that the game will be fun for me to play. The bigger question is, will it be the game that provides enough content for us to make a meaningful show on a weekly basis? And that's what we've had to kind of bump up against to make a decision about. So,
and I guess to clarify on that just a little bit.
Please do. Feel free to clarify any of the dumb things I'm saying. Please.
I think it's important to say, when we say we want to be able to do a show with content every week, we also want that to be a positive show. We don't want to come in here week to week and have the story be, well, guys, you think the game's alive? You think the game's dead? Where do you think the game's at? I don't know. I'm feeling down. Kevin Johnson's gone. I feel bad.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of fun to have that conversation week to week. That's news. It happened. But I don't think it's worth doing a show to tell people sad things. We have fun with the game. We're all having fun with the game. I think keeping it positive is a part of that, having content week to week.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And I'm glad you said that, because that has been what the show kind of started to feel like for us. I think I speak for everyone, but I'll speak for me here. It started.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, it started to be kind of this, oh, have we seen any signs of life out of, you know, whatever? Oh, Kevin Johnson's leaving. Oh, so-and-so programmer that did their web stuff, he's now off on another project. Like, there's some they haven't even formally announced that I just know internally that follow me on Twitter or otherwise knew me through the WoW stuff that have all moved off or have slowly moved off. And even people who we communicate with outside of Blizzard, outside of the game, who are fans of Heroes of the Storm, who maybe listen to our show, they're having the same kind of feeling of like, well, the only thing to talk about really is the state of things. And the state of things is a little bit negative right now. That doesn't mean it can't turn around and be positive, or that stuff can't recede off into our rearview mirrors at some point and be less of an issue. But it was starting to feel like we had to at least address that elephant in the room. And today we're really doing that. Right now there is a big, fat, freaking elephant in the middle of the room who's naked and looking at us, and we're going to expose him for who he is. And who he is this need to talk about it. So the fact that it was starting to feel like that, that's not fun for us. It's not fun for you guys. It just becomes a weird job to do, to talk about a game in those terms, about why it's not working or what Blizzard's doing instead, or why they're pulling people off of the project week by week, why it feels like a skeleton crew, even though it may not be, but we don't actually know what it is because they're not really saying. And, you know, typical, and sometimes this serves them, sometimes it doesn't, but typical Blizzard fashion, they don't exactly tell you everything. So we don't really know what's going on. I know that there are some people who are now doing a lot of shared stuff across the game, some in the like community and GM like areas. There are people that are got a foot in one game and a foot in another in terms of their job description. So little by little, you know, Heroes is getting less and less support and less and less attention internally. And I think we can just straight up say that we can feel it. We feel it as passionate as we are. And I don't know, I know very few, I can count on two hands how many people are as passionate about this game as I am. And they all either have other podcasts or other some kind of significant thing in the community. I guarantee they're feeling it. So I imagine the player base is totally feeling this. They have to be. And so if you're having good games and stuff, that's great. But there's still this specter hanging over your head that says, ah, you're having them now. But just, you know, like there's just this, there's something off with it. And it's gotten to the point where we had to have this discussion. So if there's not a lot to talk about on Core about Heroes of the Storm, we won't. We will instead commune here every Wednesday and we'll talk about, I mean, we go off on weird tangents as it is. But some of these will be planned tangents. Like, we'll discuss the fact that tonight, probably a little bit, the fact that that game from Respawn came out of nowhere and took over the internet over the last 2 days. And we're going to play it later.
The worst part about that game is its name, which I know what it is. It's funny that you don't remember it.
Apex but... Legends, is that it? Apex Legends. Yeah, yeah, it's a dumb
called
name.
Called your game Apex, like... It's one great. Of those things that's set. Anyways, I'm distracted. I'm already derailing it. Yep. I hate the name. I hate it.
That's
so
okay. So, you know, this is the point. We're going to let our gamer heads go where they want to go, where our interests currently lie. Sometimes that'll be where maybe John and I find ourselves hardcore back into our raid team. And wow, we want to discuss that. And it may even feel a little redundant with what I do on the instance on those days. But then there'll be other days where we talk about Apex Legends and how it came out of nowhere, or the idea of this trend of Battle Royale and what it means for the future of games and why it has had like literally a dampening effect on the entire video game stock market as Fortnite continues its dominance. Like, there's interesting stuff to talk about that we all are interested in.
I think I find it a shame that we had our theory on our conversation on relative momentum being preserved through teleportation in D&D to be something that I think would make great content for our show.
Yeah,
that we
can
never talk about here.
Well, we don't really have the time or the method to discuss it in There Will Be Dungeons proper. So some D&D discussions, some talk about tabletop and how that connects to video games. I've currently got a real problem with a little city builder I picked up that I want to talk about real bad. Now, some of you are hearing that and going, well, are you just going to become just another gaming show? No. I think what we're going to become, this is me projecting because I don't really know what this will turn into.
I know. I like that you got indignant with your hypothetical question answer.
I know, with myself.
So are you going to just become a gaming show? No. And sit down, sir.
Telling myself to calm down and put my hand down, basically.
That's good.
The way I see things fleshing out in the future is just a broader discussion. Heroes doesn't leave the table, but it can't be the focus. It's not their focus anymore. Like, there's an entire division of Blizzard that no longer has this game as their focus, or at the very least, it's very diminished. And you could say, well, Scott, that's true of Diablo and other things. And I would say, yeah, it is. It is true. When they put a game into kind of maintenance mode and just keep it up enough to keep people in and keep the service running and keep your whatever investment you've made alive, but that's kind of it. And you might say, hey, Scott, wait a minute. Here I go again. This week, there's all this cool stuff. Deckard Cain's staff is a gun pointing at the ground. Ooh, look at these skins. Deckard Payne. Yeah, no, this is cool stuff. I also guarantee you none of this stuff was made after the big announcement. A lot of this is follow through. And I'm not saying we don't get that stuff in the future, but we have already seen the slope and the direction that it's going. I don't think they pulled a plug. I don't think this game's gone forever. I don't think any of those things. I think it's just their focus has changed, and it's making it so we have to change our focus. Like, this is just straight up a practical move on my part anyway. That's where my head's at.
Yeah, and I think the most important part to keep in mind as we go forward, because there's going to be folks out there who are just going to say goodbye. I think a lot of you are going to stick around because you enjoy the show, but there are going to be folks that enjoy the show because it's Heroes related and may choose to opt out after this, and that's perfectly fine. But one of the things that I feel is important for everyone to consider as well is that we're calling it a beta because we're not just hard turning left into a whole new lane. We're basically driving over two lanes. I think we're still going to watch what happens with Heroes with great interest. And it's also not outside the realm of possibility that we become reinvigorated in the future, depending on what happens. I don't feel very positively about that. But at the same time, it's also not no more Heroes after this episode, full stop.
Yeah. I mean, it's a bit tricky to predict that. So I'm with you on the whole. I don't feel super positive about it making some kind of massive comeback. But who knows? And, you know, we kind of want the option to kind of shift, you know, to drift around a little bit, float around and see what's what.
Take our listeners' feedback. Like, tell us what you think as we move forward. Like, it being in beta, we want to hear from folks about you think about the show and, you know, what you liked. When you like something, let us know. That's encouraging. And if you didn't like, I think one of the things we're not going to do is have here's the next 20 minutes of Heroes. It's Heroes Corner now, and do it that way and sort of wedge it in. I think we're going to be more organic with it, but maybe you don't like that. I don't know. I'd be interested to hear what folks have to say as we wanderlust.
Yeah. You know? And let me reemphasize something you said there. I guarantee there are people hearing this and maybe have already decided this. You're going to hear this and go, well, wait, I came here because it was a hero show in the first place. That's my game. That's where I'm focused. Even if your relationship with the game, listener I'm talking to, is shaky at the moment, you still have that connection. That's why you came. And so change is hard. Some people don't like that. Some people are going to want to go. I want those people to know this isn't like some kind of weird line in the sand. If you don't like that, I wouldn't stay either. I'd go. If you're here for other reasons, like you like our chemistry, you like the kinds of things we talk about, you want to kind of just even be curious about where this heads, well, then we'd be glad to have you. But I totally understand that there's going to be some percentage, I don't know what it is, of people. There are already people who listen to the show and some percentage that like it and don't play Heroes. They're not here for the Heroes anyway. So I'm not worried about them. But I know there are going to be some who are not upset, but like, oh, well, shoot, fun while it lasted, moving on to whatever other here. And there are some other great shows, and none of our friends that are making shows, as far as I know, are making plans like this. I don't know.
No.
Even if they were, I wouldn't say, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think so. I think there's a cadre of stalwarts that are still committed to the game. I mean, they have a way of thinking and looking at the game that's highly analytical, that is still in Heroes of the Storm. And for those folks who have that particular bent, I think there's a lot of good stuff that they can do when it comes to talking about deep map strategies or advanced techniques that's there. But I don't think that's going to be us. I know, just even on a personal basis, like, it's been hard to keep interest in the game with all that's come to light lately. I need some time to think about that, you know? So mm-hmm.
Yeah. It should be obvious, but you saying that is significant given your time investment in that game is double and plus more of ours, more than anyone.
One of the
I know.
Things that I've always felt about doing the show for all of you is that I want to make sure that I play enough of the game and I'm steeped enough in the culture of the game so that, you know, to earn your respect, a listener, and to provide value. You know, it makes me feel bad the last month or two not playing Heroes at all, except for maybe our Thursday night games, and then doing a show about it. And as that continues on, I grow more and more disconnected, where I feel like I'm not providing the right kind of value that you deserve. So that's a part of it too, is just respect towards you, the listener.
Yeah. And this show's not going to be emblematic of this, but the reason I like working with these two chuckleheads is because we get to laugh a lot. There's a lot of funny stuff happening. I think that's entertaining. I think that we can bring that to bear on whatever we do in the future and still bring what Bo's talking about, which is a commitment to whatever it is we're talking about. And
do you have Diablo 3 questions? I think I've played 8 hours in the past week.
Yeah, you're...
And the whole time I'm like, why am I playing this game? There's no expansion pack coming.
Aren't you
why
maxed am I playing out? This, you're maxed out, aren't you? You can't do anything else. You're pretty much as high as you can go.
No. There's in the seasons, so the compete is to push yourself to the higher greater rifts. I'm up to greater rift 97, and I hit a wall. So now I got to farm some materials, get ancient legendary items, upgrade everything, then get... You know, there's this whole ladder, and I'm like, it's fun. I don't think I'll do it every season, but now that I'm in, I mean, seriously, there's been a lot of 3 a.m. like nights where I'm like, I got to be up at 7 tomorrow. What am I doing? One more rift. And I'll think about this after the rift, next rift that I do.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
I'm kind of in rough shape today.
It's impressive what you've done with season 16. You really made it your slave, which is awesome.
Yeah. I'm like 3 rift levels from the top 1,000 for solo mode.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm getting close. That's crazy. I don't think the set I'm doing the explosive bomb set.
Yeah.
In the meta, like, there's another set, the wave, there's a wave of light monk build that's doing better. So I don't know if it's a waste of time, but I'm having fun. And if I can make the top 1,000, that'd be kind of cool.
Sure.
I did the explosive palm set in middle school, but I grew out of it.
Really?
We're not talking about your middle school.
The growing out of it part?
But what's middle school?
In middle school, it's like junior high. Don't you have that up there? What do you guys call it? Grade 7 or something?
Call it junior high, like grade 7 and grade 8. We don't have middle school.
Well, John and I, okay, so I know what John's talking about because I went to a junior high for a year and then they changed it to a middle school. And the difference was, actually, there may be more to it than this, but I believe the difference is instead of ninth grade in high school, I would go all the way up through ninth grade, or as you would say in Canada, grade 9. I would go all the way through that. Before going to high school, I would start as a sophomore, not as a freshman. I think that's the difference, but I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, I think that's true. Because, yeah, my middle school was just 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, so it's like that. That's what we did. Well, mine started 6th, but then, like it said, it changed, and then I was suddenly in middle school. It was weird. Union Middle School, total dump. Anyway, the point is, what was the point? Oh, yeah. So did you see the passion at which Bo just talked about his addiction to Season 16 of Diablo 3? Wait till you hear about my dumb city builder or how John thinks that Resident Evil 2 is the greatest reimagining remake of all time. Like, Like, we're going to have these discussions about the other things that are going on in our gaming life. This will be mostly gaming focused, but occasionally something's going to sneak in. Like, dude, I saw Captain Marvel. Holy crap. She's the coolest hair. You know, we're going to have those kind of conversations because that's where our interests lie. Because we can't give full focus to Heroes anymore and feel good about it, that's more of the kind of stuff you're going to get. But like today, we will hear in a bit, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that happened with Heroes this week. And if it's interesting to us at all, we may talk about some other things today. But most of our episodes are going to be fun and energetic and have a good pattern to them and a good rhythm to them. Today's a little more, you know, we got to have a talk, everybody. You know, we're having one of those days. And you shouldn't take that as, oh, great, we're going to be a serious Shelbys for the rest of our lives.
No, I think we should open every episode with a big lecture.
That's a terrible idea.
Just real, all right, sit down.
Yeah.
It's time to talk.
I mean, some of this is going to, well, whatever. I don't think we fully appreciate the feedback we're going to get. We're going to get some people that are really sad about this. And I know that.
I mean, I'm really sad. Honestly. I am too. There's a lot that's come out of this game. We got support from you guys for my first BlizzCon ever. It's thanks to Cora that you guys even stopped by my stream and helped me with the plane ticket that year. Blizzard's been super great. And knowing that I won't be doing a Core show and getting the sweet press pass again or anything like that really bums me out. Mm. Because I had a really awesome BlizzCon last year, and it's just nice to have something that you're passionate about, and it's unfortunate. It hurts too much to be passionate about something and then, you know, for them to pull the plug on it and to find out that there's a culture of pulling plugs on things in that company now that is really distasteful to me. Mm. And I still like Blizzard games and I'm still super into them, but if it's not World of Warcraft, eventually those games that you're playing from them are going to get kicked to the curb. And I have feelings about it, and it sucks because I like the company and I wish they wouldn't do those things.
Well, kicked to the curb, or in their case, I think what they do is maybe it's worse, but they kind of put them in hospice. Like they put them on life support. Yeah.
They put them in a home.
Yeah. They put them on life support. In some ways,
the verbiage I've seen them use, like in public press releases, is that the company values, you know, internally when they're developing games, they have no problem axing something that isn't working. And that's a virtue. Titan, whatever version of Diablo 3 existed before Diablo 3, they cite a lot of examples.
The two and versions of 4.
And they apply that logic to games that are now live. And I think it's really wrong for them to do that. It's really hurtful for the games that I enjoy playing. To find out that that's how they treat them, Diablo 3, Heroes of the Storm, and any other future games that go that direction, to find those things out, I find is hurtful and it makes me reticent to want to even invest in such a big way, you know, for my time to play their games in the future. Yeah. And I know a lot of other companies
I think an argument could be made that the alternative is, what do? You say, well, it's not working out. Let's axe it completely. Instead of, I mean, they are supporting the game. We're about to talk about Heroes of the Storm stuff.
Right. They are.
I feel like their announcement, if we want to get really critical, the original announcement, the letter, was them dropping a bomb on their own content. I think they didn't help themselves at all with that. I think that sucks. But I'd much rather live in a world where Diablo 3, even after all this time, is interesting again because they did something cool with the Greater Rifts, or not with the Rifts, but with this particular season, something new that they hadn't done before. I'd rather live in a world where they're doing that than where they just say, well, we're done with Diablo 3, there's nothing else in the game.
Well, they
don't want to pay for servers, so we're pulling those as well. You just can't
We agree, because there isn't anything you said that I disagree with. It's that they didn't tell us. They haven't told us there's no expansion coming yet for Diablo 3. It's all read between the lines stuff. And that's what I hate. So Heroes has the Jay Allen email. He sent me an email, guys. there's the Jay Allen, you know, negative letter. Then there's the KO, like, oh, my boss doesn't mean it as badly as it sounds. It's still pretty good, guys. And it's like, okay, now what? Mm. And like, we've been waiting, and we're not, if the trend like in, is not is to communicate some bad news and then to just like nothing. And I don't like feeling, I don't like playing a game where I don't feel like the company's being communicative about the hard things enough.
Well, especially the games as a service games. That's where the big rub is for me, because I see that, them.
That's where we have to. That's why we are where we're at, because we have to fill in those blanks for ourselves. Mm-hmm. I think, and that's why you're seeing this happen.
Okay, let me do one more devil's advocate on this.
All right.
I feel like I'm the staunch Heroes defender at the moment.
Diablo's maybe, advocate. Got it.
Maybe isn't how I feel, but I will take that role. We saw a new hero release in the new year. We're now, what, 4 weeks after his hero release?
Mm-hmm.
And we have reworks and a new patch and a new content drop. That's still their regular output. We haven't stepped outside of the bounds of their natural output. Now, when we say that there has been a dearth of Heroes news and we haven't had a lot to talk about, it's because in the past it was a little bit quicker and there was more stuff going on and more communication, to Bo's point, in between those. But as far as the actual content we're getting on a regular basis, actually hasn't changed.
Mm. I read somewhere.
So, well, I wouldn't expect it to change. I mean, the news, they work a year in advance. We know that much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I expect there to be a year of regular releases.
Holding them and saying, well, we have no idea what's happening. Well, they also haven't changed what they're doing yet. So I kind of feel like we do know what's happening until we see otherwise or hear otherwise.
But I would have said that I felt this way prior to that. Right.
Right.
Again, I feel like it's the company's culture to only want to drop these big good news things. And I know you don't earn stuff by going around being negative. I'm not asking for that. It's just, I don't feel like, I don't know. I just don't like the way that these things are handled.
Well, they're currently not talking to us. They're not saying anything to us.
That's what I mean. AMA coming up, nothing.
And we're not even going to, so whatever work they've had done out for a year, maybe some of that features Kevin Johnson or doesn't. I don't want to keep using him as an example, but to just have these people slowly kind of float off somewhere else. The ones that weren't public facing are doing it without us knowing it. And the ones that are public facing, they're doing a quick tweet and they're out. That just tells me that, yeah, we'll keep getting stuff, but no one's ever going to talk about it. No one's ever going to get out in front of it and go, all right, well, here's the refocus we've done. Here's all the, because maybe they can't. Like, they're probably in a position where they can't. And because Blizzard isn't going to tell us how many people are off hands now, they're not going to tell us that. So how do we even know? I don't know what it looks like in that office right now or how those people are feeling. I have no idea. And that's part of the problem, because I don't know. We know it isn't as healthy as it should be, or else none of this would be a problem. There would be HGC. There would be all the growth. There would be all of these things. Clearly, the game didn't match whatever expectations either higher ups or whoever had. Blame Activision if you want. Blame Blizzard if you want. Blame whoever. But regardless of all of that, to come out and go, canceled this, just pulling back, thanks for all the fish. And then next one is, like you said, hey, my boss isn't as mad as everyone thinks he is. Everything's cool. And then nothing is weird. It's just freaking weird.
I think, didn't I read this? The HGC equivalent of prize money is now in like the Mythic thing or something like that. Like, that's $6 million, that abstract concept, is like somewhere else in their esports is prize money.
Oh, yeah. No, of course it is. And they're shifting, they're shifting people and hands and bodies into, from the esports, like, part of it to the other esports properties that are currently happening, whether they be Overwatch or whatever. I know two people in particular that are over on Overwatch now that were on Heroes.
Yeah, the Imperius designer, I think, has moved on too. And the culture, we've always known the culture of being a Heroes player is that we get kicked in the teeth by the other people who think their MOBAs are better, Battle Royales are better, like every other game is better, yet we're still here persevering. And to see the company make moves that belie, you know, that support is gone, it just makes me feel bad. And,
right.
You know, I was watching Diablo streams the other day, and it makes me, like, I'm playing it, but I feel a little bad in the back of my mind when I play it. I'm like, at least I feel like we know for sure there'll be a Diablo 4. And so, like, you can feel good about that. But that game's very different than the way Heroes here, you know, this is games as a service. I just expect more. And it makes me feel bad. And this exact reason is I don't want to come on the show and be like, here's the thing that's pissing me off this week. Like,
yeah,
I don't think that's not the kind of content I want to put out in the world. Sometimes there's tough things to say, but for the most part, I like to approach things with passion. And these things are pushing me in the opposite direction, unfortunately. And if someone cares to change that, then I'd be happy to listen.
Well, that's what we're, that's what we aim to do, is change that very thing. It won't change heroes, but it will change what we're doing. Today's the last day you get to hear us bemoan all of this, because moving forward, the goal is not to do that. The goal is to revel in our passions, and our passions for video games in particular. And and we will do that, and we'll do it in a positive way. We'll do it in a way that makes you laugh, makes you think, makes you want to play something we're playing, whatever. Like, we want that passion to be heard and felt. This is the first time. So, okay, I'm just going to come from the perspective of, and thank you everybody listening who's indulging all this, by the way. I really do. It actually means a lot for us to let you in on this, and for us to be honest with you and to just lay this out. As part of that, I just want to share this one bit. In all the time I've been creating content, podcasts, all this stuff, really since, well, I could go back really far, but let's just go back as old as 2003. I've had shows get canceled. I've had to cancel shows. I've had to stop certain things and move on to something new. I've launched things that didn't work out and ended up canceling them. Don't even ask me about freaking Star Wars, the Old Republic podcast I thought was going to be rad. That was a bad time.
I listened to that.
It was a dark time.
I listened to it.
Well, it was great until the game, again, kind of didn't, whatever. I put too much faith in BioWare, and it was bad faith, turns out, at the time. Whatever. My expectations were also really high, and I just thought, hey, if it works for WoW, why wouldn't it work for something else? And it just didn't. So we learned these lessons.
Star Wars.
Right. But I have a few examples like that, but I've never had a show where I had to change its complete direction, or at the very least, take the thing that it's primarily about and aim it somewhere else. That's never happened before. And if this show didn't include the three personalities that are talking to you right now, I would have just canceled it, or at least would have voted for that, because this is hard, what we're talking about doing, and we know that it ruffles some feathers, and we know that change is hard, and we know that there are going to be people that don't like it. But it's the fact that we found such great common ground, such great interoperability, that's a rare thing for strangers on the internet to find, and to build that into real relationships and brotherhoods and things that matter beyond the show and beyond gaming. And so I don't want to throw that away. And so this is new. This is a new turn for me. Haven't had this happen yet. And there was never any question in my mind. Never once did I go, oh, this hero stuff's such a bummer, we should just shelve the show. It hasn't even been a thought. The question was, how do we keep going? We have to keep going. Like, that's the voice in my head telling me we can't just stop or put a pin in it and say, well done. I mean, everything has an end eventually, but it's not time for the show to be there. And so I want the listeners to know, just from the guy who's been doing this way too long, where my head's at with it. Because, you know, maybe all the feedback will come back and go, you're wrong. we'll come here just for the meta. We don't like you guys or whatever. And it's not going to happen. But if it did, great. Then we'll deal with it. But as it stands right now, I think they like the show for the reasons I like it and want to keep it alive, the reasons you two like it and want to keep it alive. So I think we're doing right by our listeners. It feels like we are.
I think so too.
Unless we're insane, I think we are.
That week where we talked about Vermintide a lot, most of the comment I got online were people thanking me for Vermintide 2.
Mm-hmm.
We're a hero show. I didn't hear about any hero stuff. You know, I heard about Vermintide 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we enjoy that game, and it's a pleasure to talk about what we like and don't like and our passions about that game.
Right. To our discredit, I mean, part of the reason that we glommed onto that conversation so well that week is because we were again having one of these weeks of like, oh, heroes, what are you doing to us? Hey, Vermintide's fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was almost a sign. Like, I'm with you 100%, Bo, but it was also like a sign. That was one of those moments, actually, where I went, ooh, we're heading that direction, aren't we? We're going to a place that's a little more broad, because it's just going to naturally happen. The part you guys would be mad at, I think the listeners would be ticked, I would be, if we just did that without saying anything. We just went on in there and said, hey, Hero's got a patch. Hey, John, I noticed you loaded. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you'd know. You're not dumb. People are not dumb. They get it. Right. And we would like to respect your intelligence and not do dumb stuff like that. So yeah, that was both a sign of doom in the in terms of where Heroes was at, but it was also a sign, a very positive sign for me that made me go, yeah, that's right. I do want to sit here and I want to talk to Bo about Vermintide. I want to talk to John about Vermintide and a million other games. Vermintide is just the one we talked about, but to pull that passion out, to throw it out there and see what people think was really fun. And it reminded me of when peak Heroes was happening, when 2.0 was coming and, you know, all hands on deck. There was a palpable feeling to that, that we could feel because Blizzard was doing it and they were feeling it. And the people who had to had to execute on that at Blizzard were feeling it. And right now, I don't feel like they're feeling it. I feel like, I don't want to repeat myself. Maybe I have. But I feel like Imperius came out, it came into the Nexus, and said, I'm the angel god from up in the high heavens. Why is everybody looking so, why all the long faces, and put his hands on his hips? It's because he got here at a poopy time for him. Like, it's not fair to him. Won't anyone think of Imperius and his shitty wings? I mean, for real, the guy was just thrown into like negative hero town without meaning to. Like, he should have been a great release and he just kind of wasn't. Not because he's not a great hero, not because he's not fun to play, not because he can't be a part of the game, because we can't ignore what's hanging over us. It's just there, and it's like a wiener. You see it, and you just want to smack it away, but you can't. You got to just accept the fact that that wiener's there.
Well, we're walking, we're moving, we're putting distance between us and the wiener, I think is
okay.
Yeah. The one thing we can do.
I'm not saying blizzards are wieners. I'm saying, I mean, like, here, just okay, now to throw a little.
Just don't walk too far away from the wiener so you can benefit from the soak.
Let me throw this out there. I'm going to throw some respect Blizzard's direction. If I was to find out, let's say, I don't know, some horrible thing struck my family. I don't like thinking of these hypotheticals, but let's say it's something terrible. Well, we'll say it's me. I got caught in the combine and shredded half my limbs off. Okay, let's just say that's what happened.
All right, which limbs?
All but one.
What one do you still have?
My wiener. No, my.
You're the reverse Maggard.
So how did you keep your wiener but lose your testicles?
It's a good point. But let's say it's my left arm is all that's left because it's my poopy appendage. It's not good. I don't like it. Okay. It's not, I can't write with it. It's just a dumb hand. I don't like it. So it's a real bummer. And it's like, oh my gosh, to make it through this, we're going to have to cancel a whole bunch of stuff to make this work. I would, if I was in a position where I had to, I would understand I would have to do it. And then people would be disappointed and sad, but we'd have to end Film Sack and this and the instance and all this stuff and maybe keep the morning show if I'm lucky. Like I'd have to really pick and choose and trim. And that's probably where Blizzard's at. They probably were forced to do this by all the powers that reign in corporate world video games, which is this bringing in enough money? If it's not paying for itself, why are we doing this? Why are we keeping it afloat? If the numbers don't justify keeping it afloat, what other advantages are there? They're doing a cost-benefit analysis, and they're coming up short. I get that. It's business. I totally understand it. So I put that out there just to say I'm not so naive to say, well, they owe me something because it's video games and you owe me a video game. Like, I understand that business is business. If the restaurant up the street's going to close, it's going to close for their reasons of closing. And as much as I love the burger there, well, I guess I'll have to get a burger somewhere else. That's just kind of where we're at. And if people feel like the burger they were getting was from us and they got to get it somewhere else, I totally understand. But I hope most of you will hit your wagon and hang on. And stay here.
Yeah, because we're still cooking.
Yeah. We got a lot of metaphors in that last whole 5 minutes.
Wieners, they were all good, though. Burgers, I have no criticisms.
A combine gone wild.
A big penis hanging in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you ask for? Okay.
Merry Christmas.
I think we've explained it pretty well. Now, as we said, moving forward, there'll be some structural changes and some fun stuff that make it a little more structured, but we'll also keep kind of our loose format. When significant things happen with Heroes, we'll be here for it. but we'll be here for it in the same way that we'll be here if something major happens to Destiny 2 and changes the world. Like, we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna suddenly go, oh, did you see the skin pack this week? Sorry, guys, Core is a 100% hero show again. Sorry about all that. Ignore episode 162. Pretend it never happened. We're back. Like, I don't think that's probably going to happen. If it does,
not unless things get real weird.
It'd have to be extraordinary.
I'm keeping my foot in that door, though.
Well, we all kind of are, right? Or else we'd just hard right and just leave.
2 years from now, they're like, listen, the reason why we scaled back is because we were working on Heroes of the Storm 2. And right. It's in its own engine or whatever. And, you know, they do it right. And, you know, I'm keeping my foot. I'm still interested in the future of Heroes.
We're going to talk about it when it's relevant. And it's relevant this week, actually.
Yeah, this week it's kind of relevant. Last week there was zip, not a zilch. Zippo. That's why we had the meeting. And by the way, it dings us to not have shows because those who support us on Patreon don't pay for the episodes we don't do. So if we don't have a show, their buck or two or whatever it is they're doing, it's not happening. It just doesn't get charged. And so, you know, when we skip a show to have a meeting, we know what that means. Like, we're yeah. literally saying we're going without your support because it wouldn't be fair otherwise. Otherwise, we're coming in here and talking about a thing half-heartedly or, you know, being negative all the time. And that doesn't feel like we're earning your trust or your money. And we'd like to be worthy of that, I think.
It's like Wayne Gretzky said, you get paid for only the shows you make.
So that's I feel right. like Jack the Overmind.
Is that really a phrase? No, hold on. Did he really say that? You only get the what, John? What is it?
You get paid for only the shows you make.
Hold on. That isn't the line. I thought it was you only make the shots you take.
Yeah, I think
you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh, that's yeah, it. That's the one.
Isn't it Wayne Gretzky that says that?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't take any shots, you miss all of them.
Miss 100%.
But I feel like Jack the Overmind has just undercut everything we've done. This, I guess it's been 30 minutes. He says, since when Core is strictly a hero show? Ha, 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 ha.
He's either laughing at something someone said after he typed it, or he's laughing at himself. But yeah, we were never like, everyone get ready for the hot meta breakdown this week. And if you're, you know, we do little fun things like here's how to play better as a warrior, but we were never about that. That's not what we're about. We're about the passion and the feeling we have for the game. We're as focused on when a new hero would come out and we get excited about the lore of that character as we would his kit or his ability to be played in pro games or not get banned every game or, you know, whatever. Like, it was the whole picture.
What
the
their
broad
fingers
thing.
Looked like. We right. spent a lot of time talking about fingers and trying to find their genitalia behind their clothing.
Sausage fingers.
Genitalia. I like how you say that. I need to talk more like a Canadian.
Genitalia.
Oh my gosh, John's right. The problem with what was summed up brilliantly by Hockey Hall of Famer Wayne Gretzky, quote, "You miss 100% of the shots you don't take." Jeez.
Damn right. The doctor says that as soon as they give birth to you.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, welcome to the world, eh? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, huh? So just remember that, eh, when life gets hard.
But, John, when you first said it, it was wrong. You said something like, you are 100 years older than the times
you
go.
I said you don't get paid for the shows you don't make. That's a lesser-known Gretzky quote.
For the shows.
He co-opted his famous series of other phrases applicable in other fields.
Okay, well, now I understand. But it was Gretzky. Yeah. Well done. All right. Should we talk about the stuff that happened in Heroes? Just a little touch here. See what's going on.
Yeah. Now that we've talked about how we won't talk about Heroes all the time, let's talk about Heroes.
All right. I do want to, I do think that if you're a Rhaegar fan, it's an exciting day because now you can cast self and ancestral heal on yourself, which you used to do back in the day. It was torn away and now it's thrown right back at you. So celebrate, I guess, by healing thyself.
Buff divine palm.
Oh, that's your next move.
It irritates me that Rhaegar gets like a heal that you can use like preemptively almost, whereas with Carl Jim, they have to hit zero HP, and you have to make it a skill thing, and you get less healing than Rhaegar. It's not fair.
Hold on, is that called?
And
divine?
You have to burn a radiant dash to get. to get there and stuff. Like, yeah,
Unfair. Was that called Divine Palm? That's Divine Palm.
Divine Palm.
Okay. Yeah. Why is that throwing me for some reason? I've been playing.
Because that's what I moved on to when I got to high school.
Oh, after Exploding Palm?
Yeah, it was Exploding Palm in middle school, and then I got Refined, and it was Divine Palm in high school.
I see. Well, Divine Palm, I played bass for them, and they were great for a while, a couple of years. Anyway, there's also some skins out, Blaze, Hanzo, and Deckard Cain. They got some kind of Viper Resistance Force thing going on, so I guess continuing this weird G.I. Joe sort of thing they did a while back.
I think they're pretty rad. So this is going to sound like I'm complaining. I promise you this isn't a complaint.
All right, complain.
I just want to point out that Deckard Cain is ripped. He's shredded.
Yeah.
He's swole AF, as the kids say.
Uh-huh.
He's got a sweet gun.
Yeah.
He's got a rocket launcher on his back.
Yeah.
He's kitted up.
Yeah, he's sweet.
And when he goes into battle, all he does is hit you with the butt of his gun. And I kind of feel like I've been duped.
Yeah.
A little.
Oh, you mean because he doesn't use
it?
Yeah.
He's got all this combat equipment and he's like, what is all this stuff?
Yeah.
And he just hits me with the.
He just rifle whips everybody.
And he still walks all like a little gated old man, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's still old. He's an old soldier.
It is a skin. It isn't meant to be a literal.
No, but
if you don't like it, you don't like it.
But to make that weapon.
I like it. I love it. I will use it. It will be my Deckard Cain skin. I'm just saying, like, you look at him and you're like, dude's ready to kill something.
Yeah. At least.
But we all know how it's going to go.
Yeah.
He's going to go waddling out there and, yeah, back.
He, at the very least, like, that gun, it's like a 50 caliber sniper rifle. Like, pick that thing up and shoot somebody, old man. Don't bonk him on the head with it. But then part of me wants to see an old guy bonking people on the head with the butt of a gun. So
can you imagine that guy is the same one in Diablo 3 who tried to solo Leoric in Act 1 and then ran away and you had to save him?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Like, think about the abilities he has. He'd do, like, no damage. Yeah, puts a triangle on the ground and a square and potion. He just throws everything on the ground. He's like, ugh.
I'll attack them with geometry.
Well, he's the only literate person in Sanctuary, as best I can tell. Nobody else really reads.
I just like to imagine Hanzo doing his, like, simple geometry, and then Deckard Cain's like, hold my beer. Comes out drawing squares. And
I like it a lot. What do you think of the Hanzo? Well, they all look fine. These all look good. I think the big one, though, is that's Deckard Cain's the standout in these skins. He just looks
The Hanzo one looks like it's the Overwatch, one of the original legendaries, right?
Maybe. Is it?
He has the wolf.
Hanzo looks like he is based purely on Rambo.
Oh.
Rambo.
I could see Rambo. Oh.
And actually, I do want to give a shout out to Blaze, because Blaze, I think, has horrible skins. And I think this new Blaze looks super cool.
Where's the link to this? Where, what? I can't find it.
I don't know. It's on the Twitter. Basically, it's just images on the Twitter. I think we can try them in PTR.
Yeah.
But
the fact that this stuff's not on the site is crazy. It's almost always, well, again, maybe that's part of what I was saying earlier about some of the web people I know have moved projects. So maybe they're less worried about that. I don't know. But that the Deckard Cain one is a must get when that comes out. It's PTR only right now, or I guess you could buy it and have it ready, but that soon will be yours. And there's a bit of a leak going on. I don't know if viewers want to hear this or not, or people listening to the podcast, but could be fake.
Yeah.
But it looks
spoiler warning. Possible spoiler warning.
I mean, I don't know if it's that big of a spoiler to say that, hey, guess what? Anduin Wrynn might be a future hero in Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like a possibility, right? Like, he's a big deal in WoW right now, and seems like a thing. But anyway, there's this... this Twitter post floating around. I'm going to put it up on the video so people can see it. And you can see this here image of what looks to be possibly Neo Stormwind President Anduin with a couple of alternatives there. And
I read somewhere that I think this one's called President Anduin.
Yeah, because he's Neo Stormwind President, right? Of Neo Stormwind. Yeah.
Also of note is that he appears to be holding a sword. I think it's a sword.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell because it's a Stormwind thing, so it could be a staff, but it looks like he also has Chalamain.
Yeah, because look at the big ring on the bottom, and there's like two parts of it. And he owns that, or he's the current owner of that thing since his dad died.
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
And the way the skin looks, it looks perhaps like the original version could be the Battle for Azeroth cinematic version, which I really dig his look in that cinematic. I mean,
yeah, he's got the kind of Brad Pitt quality that Scott first recognized.
Yeah, very Brad Pitt-y.
What's in the box?
Yeah, he wants to know what's in the loot box all the time.
I like John made a gif of him doing that reaching into the sky thing where it says there will be dungeons. I think you did that one. Did you do that one?
Maybe. I've done a lot of gifs.
He's done like 80 gifs with the there will be dungeons punchline.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things, but I'm pretty sure there's an Anduin floating around. But anyway, that's a possibility. Look for him. He may perhaps be coming to a world near you. Okay. We're going to do something different tonight. Kyle, we normally would play Heroes, honestly, because the two people we like playing Heroes with and we have enough people to make a team are usually here, but they're not. Kyle and Kristen are out. And as a result, we want to get our teeth sunk in a little bit as a threesome in, that sounded dirty, in this new game, this Apex Legends game. Battle Royale made by the Titanfall people.
Yep.
I always want to say Towerfall. Every time I want to say Towerfall. I played a little bit the other day. I know John's had a couple of games. Bo's had some time in there. So we've all kind of had a taste, and we want to see how this rolls tonight. So we're going to do some full squad tonight, play a bit of that, and we'll stream it. So stick around for that. In the meantime and in the future, like I said, there's a few little bits and pieces we got to kind of clean up to make the show a little more general on the website, make it a little less specific in its category, that sort of thing. So watch for those changes over time. But for now, you can find the show at frogpants.com/core. That's where it's always been. It'll stay there. frogpants.com/core. And you can keep supporting us at patreon.com/core show if you are so desirous to do that. And thanks to everybody who is and who sticks around after this change. We really appreciate you for doing that. And for those who don't, we also get it. We totally understand. Whatever you want to do. It's your life, not ours. Don't feel guilty. so that's that. Also, you can send us your emails at the same site. Just go to frogpants.com/core, and there's a little contact link. You hit that, and you can send us messages. Give us your feedback about what we talked today. Talk about what you want to see in the future. All that kind of stuff, because we are open to hearing what you have to say, as Bo said earlier. Find us on Twitter, Core Heroes. Oh, we're going to have to change that one, aren't we? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. We're heroes.
We're heroes of the core. Heroes of the core.
It's like Apex Legends. Apex Legends is totally ripping off League of Legends. They're like, they even call their heroes Legends. So we'll just call ourselves Heroes.
Heroes.
I worked for a company in the early 90s as a telemarketer, a company called Apex Telemarketing. And all I can think of when I see that name. It drives me bonkers.
Do you remember Apex any is of one your of those?
No, I don't remember. I didn't keep any of that stuff. I don't remember it. At one point, I was selling like some kind of magazine deal thing. I don't know. It was a bad time in my life. I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah. Usually when people are in the telemarketing field, they're not there to tell you, well, it was the happiest moment of my life. Really hit a peak career-wise. Yeah. Just calling up strangers, selling them stuff.
Yeah. It's like being a McDonald's manager. Although some of those guys make a lot of money, but whatever. Who am I to say? I'm not here to judge. But what were you saying? You said something.
I was just saying Apex is one of those names where like a bunch of, I don't know, jocks are like, you're just like, let's call this something science-y. Get the dictionary. And they flip it open. They're like, Apex.
Oh, we didn't even have to go to the
D's. That sounds nerdy. Let's call it that. Like, it's just like, it's called our telemarketing company that. Yeah, bro, let's make some marketing calls. Like, it's just
I like it because it starts with A, like alpha, like what I am. It's got the word pex in it, which shows that I'm swole AF. That's a throwback to something I said earlier. Anyway, it's a killer name. Let's put it on there. Also, legendary Apex Legends, bro. Let's go.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I like it. Now we got music with that. There you go. That's John just tearing it up in the freaking gym, letting us know who's boss. And then also, these will continue. We're not doing one today, but, you know, they're fun. We like Dear Marthas. They can be about anything. That's the great thing. All the stuff we've done that's like weird and offshooty and meme-y, It's all it fits anything. It doesn't have to be heroes. It can be whatever. It
heroes
be-
gamers are not the only gamers that are whiny babies that deserve to be made fun of sometimes.
Good way to put it. Anyway, looking forward to all of that and more next week right here at frogpants.tv. Same time, same channel. That is going to do it for us. Stick around. You watch us play Apex Legends. It really is a bad name. It's a bad name.
I hate it so much. It's really the worst part of the game.
It really is, because otherwise it's really kind of rad, like a really cool battle royale game. Maybe my favorite of anything I've played. But damn it, Apex, shitty. All right.
It's so bad.
Stick around. We'll do that. We'll see you all soon. Thanks for being here. We'll see you then.
Call now.
Oh, that's the wrong thing. Yeah,
right now. Hold just on. Give us a call.
There it is. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
Many
I thought
millions
I thought
of years ago on the planet Cybertron, life existed, but not life as we know it today. Intelligent robots that could think and feel inhabited the cities. They were called Autobots and Decepticons. The brutal Decepticons were driven by a single goal, total domination. They set out to destroy the peace-loving Autobots, and a war between the forces of good and evil raged across Cybertron, devastating all in its path, draining the planet's once rich sources of energy. The Autobots, on the verge of extinction, battled valiantly to survive.
Thank you for
that's
that.
That's pretty good.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.